The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I pray that all of you are well, inshallah, and that your health is well. We find that there are so many hadith that talk about the rewards of knowledge. This hadith is narrated and reported by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. This hadith talks about four or five different rewards that one gets for the pursuit of knowledge. The hadith is reported to have said, Man salaka tariqan yatlubu fihi ilma, salaka bihi tariqan ilal jannah. He says that one who traverses on the path in the pursuit of knowledge, Allah will place him on a path that leads to paradise. So we'll look at that first line today. One who traverses on a path in the pursuit of knowledge, God will place him on a path that leads to paradise. Now, to understand this tradition, I want to answer three questions. First question, are these rewards that have been described here, all these beautiful rewards, do they apply to all forms of knowledge, or does it only apply to quote-unquote religious knowledge? So for example, are these rewards only reserved for people who dress like this, who go to the hawza, who take classes, or are these rewards associated to anyone who pursues any type of knowledge, be it engineering, finance, whatever you want to do? Does one still get the same reward? That's an important question, isn't it, right? What we have to understand from that, from a religious worldview, there are two types of knowledge, okay? There is what is known as worldly knowledge, dunyawi knowledge. The aim of dunyawi knowledge is benefit in dunya only. Yeah? So whatever it is that I study is only benefiting me in dunya. While ukhrawi knowledge, hereafter knowledge, is knowledge that benefits me not only in this world, but it benefits me in the hereafter. Okay? Knowledge is split this way. Dunyawi knowledge, ukhrawi knowledge. Ukhrawi knowledge, we are told, is comprised of three forms of knowledge. Okay? Where do we understand this? We understand this from a tradition reported by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. صلي على محمد وآل محمد. Where he says, إنما العلم ثلاثة. That knowledge is of three types. آيَةٌ محكمة, the firm sign. The firm sign refers to that which leads to a sound faith, our aqidah. Yeah? Our belief in tawheed, our belief in adalat, nubuwat, imamat, and ma'ad. This is our, the آيَةٌ محكمة, the firm signs. The second type of knowledge, he says, فَرِيضَةٌ adila, the just commandments. The just commandments here refers to one's morality, their akhlaq, their ethics. Right? And the third type of knowledge, he says, is sunnatul qa'ima, the sunnah, the established tradition. This refers to the wajibat, our obligations, the muharramat, those things which are forbidden. This is the resemblance of a tree. You know, we always analogize Islam to a tree, where there's roots, there is the branches, and then there's the fruits of that tree. The roots are our usul, the branches are our furu', and then the fruits are our akhlaq. So the Prophet said that knowledge, all of knowledge, innama, is known as adatul hasr, right? It means that this is it. All types of knowledge, he says, are these three things. Our theological knowledge, our furu'i knowledge, the wajibat and the muharramat, and our akhlaq. But Ya Rasulullah, what about every other type of knowledge? So the Prophet continues and he says, وَمَا خَلَاهُنَّ فَهُوَ فَضْلٌ. He says, besides these three forms of knowledge, everything else is a virtue. The virtue is only beneficial if that virtue does not take me away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If in my pursuit of that fadl, that virtue, that means it could be beneficial, it could be harmful, every other type of knowledge. What do we understand from that? Right? Does that mean that all of you have to quit your jobs and go to the hawza? Right? Well, that could be an understanding, but that would be an incorrect understanding, right? What we understand from this tradition and the fact that knowledge comprises of these three things, hereafterly knowledge comprises of these three things, tells us one of two things. Number one, that no matter what we pursue in our secular education, no matter what we decide to pursue, we can never lose our responsibility of quote-unquote religious knowledge. Never. That means we can't claim ignorance later. I was too busy getting a PhD. I was too busy getting a master's. Well, you should have learned about what it means to fast, how it works, how to correctly pray, how to attain concentration. These things are not excluded simply because I decided to go pursue a particular branch of knowledge. This is a mistake that sometimes we make. We focus our children's attention more on secular knowledge. Simple division of time will tell us that 5 days in school as opposed to 1 hour or 2 hours in madrasa, and we think we've done our duty. We've not done our duty, right? The rest of the time needs to be supplemented at home. We're not saying we need to have madrasa every night. That's the family's job to teach, right? It's the family's job to continue providing that guidance. So the first thing we understand, or the first possibility, is that no matter what we pursue, and go, the earth, the land is God's, go pursue anything you want. It does not remove us from the responsibility of learning these areas of knowledge that will benefit us in Akhirah. The second way of understanding, and this is even more closer to where we want to go, is that no matter what we pursue in our secular education, we must find a way based on that knowledge to increase the knowledge in these three areas. Yeah, that no matter what we do, yeah, no matter what profession I go to, that profession should bring me closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter what I do, that profession should ensure that I have the akhlaq that Allah wants me to have. That no matter what I do in that profession, I never violate the boundaries that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set. And by doing so, no matter what I pursue, I am increasing my knowledge in these three areas. Does that make sense? Yeah? That means go. Take where your heart leads you. Yeah? Go where your heart leads you. But make sure that no matter what you do, no matter what you study, you never step out of bounds of where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to be. Yeah? If you need to increase your knowledge, whatever you do, find God in that. You have to make sure that your values never get compromised with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. And if you have that intention, then no matter what we study, no matter what knowledge we attain, it will be one of these three categories. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never tells us, bas, this is only I want you to study. No, these three can be fitted into any profession, as long as that profession is within the lines that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to be. So that's the first question that is answered, that where is this knowledge applied to?
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adim Alimun Halim Hakimun Matin شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.